were all scared to death to have said anything.
Right.
So I guess things are more normal.
Right, and the thing, and then I was teaching retarded children too, who didn't know the difference. And I said, well, now what you need to do first is to learn what nigger means. Nigger has no relationship to race. I said, if a person calls you a nigger, I said, he's a nigger for having called you one. I said, unless you are one. And I said, a nigger is a person who acts dastardly and bastardly. I said, if that's what you are, then that's what you are. I said, otherwise it wouldn't bother me. I said, because he's not talking about you and your race.
You have any special name for someone who's, say, kind of a backwoods person who's just come in from out the sticks and really doesn't know anything about city ways?
Mm-hmm.
Any way you used to refer to him?
Hick.
Yeah, Hick.
Or country bumpkin.
Country bumpkin, yeah. some other kinds of questions. These are refrain kinds of questions. You might say, well, say if it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's
pretty close.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, you say you slip and catch yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place. I
almost fell.
Mm-hmm. And if someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him, he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, well, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
Mm-hmm. And say you know you're on the right road, but you don't know, aren't sure of the distance, you might ask somebody, how
do you get to such a highway?
I'll say you.
Excuse me, I'm not going crazy.
So you're heading out to older Birmingham. You're not sure of the distance. You might say, what is Birmingham?
How far is Birmingham?
Mm-hmm. And if you're pointing out something nearby, you might say, you want
it's
to get
right
my
over
attention.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. If you want to know how many times somebody does something, you might say, how?
How much has he done thus and so?
Mm-hmm. And say you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to say, he says, I'm not going to vote for that guy, you say, well,
I don't blame you. Mm-hmm. I'm not either.
Mm-hmm. And this part of your head
is your forehead.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. And I have a lot of
hair.
Mm-hmm. And I've never had a
beard.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
ear lobe.
Mm-hmm. It's which ear is my?
That is your left ear.
And my
right ear.
Mm-hmm. And this, you might say, I can't hear you. Please take the chewing gum out of
your mouth.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. This is your
throat.
Mm-hmm. And or all around at your
neck.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Do you have any special name for the part right there in your throat?
It's called an Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
On man.
Mm-hmm.
I used to know what it actually is. Oh boy.
Have you ever heard anybody call that a goozle or anything?
Right, I've heard it called that. That's not what it actually is, but
very valid anyway.
Right. I've even taught what it actually is and I can't call it.
Let's see. You go to the dentist and have the dentist look at your
teeth.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, he needs to feel one
tooth.
Mm-hmm. And the flesh around your teeth are
your gums.
Mm-hmm. And this is the what of your hand?
The palm.
Mm-hmm. And you say he got mad and doubled up both
fists.
Mm-hmm. And he shook
his fists.
Mm-hmm. Any place where you can say bend your finger or your hand or your arm, you call that
a joint.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say that man's got broad
shoulders.
Mm-hmm.